What do you think of this, you know, 7-8 days out from what we think will be the end of this run for DJT as president?
Well, I mean, from my own personal take, I think what transpired was an impeachable offense. You know, what is an impeachable offense? Gerald Ford said an impeachable offense is whatever Congress says it is. You know, it's abuse of power. It's high crimes. It's treason. It's sedition. And it's, you know, if Congress votes to says that your actions are below the office of the presidency and that you should be removed, then it is what it says it is. It's a political remedy. It's not a criminal remedy. That, you know, we'll see into the future whether there's going to be anything criminal here. And I see, you know, a lot of chatter on breaking down word by word what was said by Trump on January 6th at the rally, and saying if you listen to his words, then, you know, he does not tell them actually to commit violence. That to me sounds like a criminal analysis of whether or not he's a co-conspirator. It does not to me sound like an analysis I would take if I were a member of Congress to decide whether or not it was impeachable. From my perspective, there's sort of a couple different time frames that you would need to look at to determine whether or not his actions were impeachable. First is, you know, some of the members have voted against impeachment, saying this was pre-planned. We know from some of the investigations that they came with arms, they came with zip ties and ropes. So they were already incited. They were already ready to go, and it kind of didn't matter what President Trump said. They were going to do what they were going to do, and so therefore he couldn't have incited the violence. But from my perspective, you got to go back in time. Why were they prepared? Why were they there? And it is because of the lies perpetuated by the president about the government in order to rile up his base to get them to that point. And then, you know, sort of the match is lit and he led the fuse right down the mall to the Capitol. So there's prior to January 6th, there's the moment of the speech of January 6th. And then if I was a member of Congress of either party, the thing that really I would be really interested in, and we don't know all the facts on this publicly yet, but I'm sure that they do privately there, is while this was going on, it appears that there was a delay on the part of the president to assist in stabilizing the Capitol and pushing out the rioters or insurrectionists. So if he condoned and wasn't, you know, to use a criminal terminology, an accessory after the fact or during the fact to what was going on by not upholding his constitutional oath to the office and protecting the members of Congress with use of the National Guard, and they had to go around him to Vice President Pence and to the Department Deputy Secretary of the Army to try to get forces there, and that delay was a couple of hours. Well, those were a big couple of hours. And you know, as we learn on what these people had on them, what kind of weapons and what was going on with Capitol Police, we got lucky to get out of it with only, you know, the two deaths that we got, and five injuries. You know, I mean, this could have been way worse, and it could have resulted in members of Congress being assassinated. I mean, we know that to be what some of the driving forces behind what they were going to do. So I think whether you go prior to January 6th, you go about the speech of January 6th, or you go with the delay in quelling the what I'll call rebellion, I think in each of those instances, I see impeachable offenses.